Back in the stew, y'all. You already know what it is. Wolfpack Podcast. I'm Tori.
Jay.
This is episode 8 of the Wolfpack Podcast. You know what I'm saying? If you knew, if you ain't heard of us, you know, we just trying to grind right now and be loyal. You know what I'm saying? So hit that subscribe button. Hit the post notification so you know we posting. You know, check out the shorts. Check out the TikTok with the same name, Wolfpack Podcast. You check out the Instagram, Wolfpack Media. You know what I'm saying? We just trying to slowly but surely build this thing up, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know, we ain't paying for no subs or doing none of that extra stuff. We just trying to grind and do it the right way, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But yes, bro. So I got one thing.
For sure. About.
So I was working last night, right? And I ain't never got cussed out in public by a female until last night. So, and the only, it was my fault, because I butted in a conversation and nobody was talking to me type shit.
Yeah.
But I just, like, butted in anyway. But she was talking to the police officer that was doing security with us, because I'm a security guard, if nobody didn't know. And she was just talking to him type shit. And then she asked him a question that I knew the answer to. So I like answered for him type shit. And he wasn't mad. Like, he didn't care. But she looked at me. She was just like, who's talking to you? Straight like that. And then I started explaining my answer. And then she was like, again, who's talking to you?
Yeah, they don't be wanting to hear it.
And then I was just standing there like, damn, nobody was talking to me. You feel me? So I just had to, like, I just had to hold that. And then I walked off. And as I'm walking off, I heard her. She was like, why he think he could just butt in our conversation like that? Who's talking to him? Who is he? I was like, dang, bro.
Yeah.
And again, it was like a party at a club. Mm-hmm. So she was probably a little off the alcohol as well. But at the end of the day, I shouldn't have said shit. Yeah. So I ain't saying nothing else.
It takes some time. And, you know, sometimes we need humbling, and I think it's in multiple, you know, it once you get humbled, it don't always stick forever. You gotta have it happen, you know, times over a lifetime, you know, in terms of just learning that don't nobody care about your opinion as much as you think they do.
Like, shut up. I'm talking to him.
Yeah.
Ferris, you got a point.
I still have those moments now, you know. I remember when I was active duty, and I, you know, I had that mean old sergeant from Florida. Mm-hmm. He used to always tell, he would ask me a question, and I would answer. And if I spoke for more than a couple seconds, he'd be like, "Hey, I didn't ask you for all that extra shit," you know. And it's like I learned over time, like, just to speak when spoken to and speak direct and just know where I'm going with it, not just freely talk. Yeah. And, you know, now that I'm out and I'm in college and, you know, I'm in a job where everybody's nice to me, I had those moments too. You know, I'll be talking to my boss and I'll just be like, damn, why the fuck are you talking so much?
Get to the point,
yeah, you know, and so, you know, you just, yeah, you just sometimes gotta take a step back and tell yourself that don't nobody give a fuck what you gotta say at the end of the day.
Like,
ain't nobody going home and thinking about, the fuck you said or your opinion, you know.
Yeah. Whole time my opinion was 100% correct.
Right, yeah.
Because she walked off, the cop looked at me, he was like, yeah, you right. I was like, I know.
Most of the time when you're right, that's when they don't give a fuck the most.
I was like, damn. But at the end of the day, it was my fault. I shouldn't have said nothing. I just felt it's like the aura of the conversation felt inviting. So that's why I said something.
Bro, that's how it is. You know, I learned it in Hawaii. I still learn it today, and shit, I'll be fucking 50-60 one day and I'll just be like, damn, man, I'm talking too much. You know, it just happens when you get comfortable somewhere. You know, you've been working there for a little bit now, so
yeah,
bro, it's all good. You just gotta get humble sometimes.
bro. I was like, damn.
Yeah, that's funny.
My bad. My fault.
That that other thing you told me about last night. I wanted to bring that up again because that's just crazy.
Oh yeah.
Like how? You can tell it.
So I was doing security for a private little party type thing. P. Diddy's son was there, and the owner of the venue was just like, don't let nobody come upstairs. He was like, because it was getting to capacity, because it was Diddy's son and then like a lot of his homeboys and then one of his brothers and then they girls and shit like that. So we got to capacity and they was just like, all right, bro. After 20 more dudes come up, only bad bitches, only females with skin tight dresses, they toes out. They got to be fine. I was like, all right, bet. So the 20 dudes came up.
With their toes out is crazy.
Yeah. Crazy. Right. So 20 more dudes came up. And then, like, after that, it was just females. So, like, I'm talking about, it was, like, fine Latinas, fine Asian girls, white, black. Anything fine, I was letting them go up. But then it was two females and a dude. And the only way dudes could go up after this instruction is if one of the girls is going up. If that's her man type shit. That's the only way. So we going. So they was trying to come up. And I looked at the first girl. I was just like, that's your friend behind you? She's like, yeah, this my homegirl. And then I was like, who is this nigga behind her? She was just like, I don't know. I don't know him. He not with us. And I was like, so this is not her boyfriend. She looked at. She went like this. She said, no. I was like, all right. So then I asked her friend. I said, is this your man? She said, no. I was like, you. So I let him go up. Then the dude tried to walk by me. I extended my hand. I was like, nah, bro, you good. He was like, what you mean? I was like, nah, you straight. He was like, but that's my girl. I was like, bro, I just asked her. She said, "That's you're not her boyfriend." When I tell you his whole face dropped, he looked defeated.
And you didn't even owe him that.
You know what I'm saying?
But you put him on to that trifling behavior. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, good on you, bro. I hope to God he left. Bro. I hope, because you know he drove them. Probably. You know he don't got an ounce of liquor in his body, and they drunk, and he probably paid for their dinner. And just it just hurts my heart to hear that, bro.
And I knew that he knew them because he was glued to the shorty. The whole time they was in line, he was glued to her.
Bro. And let me say too, bro, it's not just females that do that too. You know, dudes will go to the club with they girl and be eyeing every female in there. But came with it, you know, there's bad apples on both sides. So you know, I ain't saying this. All females or all males, but I know just by what you're saying, how he was glued to her, how he said and he thinks that that's his girl. He has put some time, effort, and money into her, bro, and that just hurts my heart, bro. Yeah.
You sure that's your man? No. Oh my god,
bro. It's sick. Man. It's sick, bro.
All that just sick. To see Diddy kids.
I mean, you know.
That shit was crazy, bro. Crazy, bro. I was like, what? Keep it a bean, I knew that was lying. But, you know what I'm saying? I got to respect what they say. They say that he not with them, he not with them.
You think he waited for them?
I hope not. Because they were there for like 3 hours.
God, I hope. Bro, I hope till God.
It's crazy. They was up there for 3 hours. Diddy's son and other brother came. And they was only there for like 30 minutes.
I'd have blocked her number. I would have gotten in my car. I'd have probably gone, got some food or something.
Yeah.
Either gone home or came to your place or something, and just been like, hey, I dodged a bullet, bro.
Bro, that was crazy. You know? It's crazy because they did all that just to only see Diddy's kids for 30 minutes. They did not stay long. I was like, yo. And then another time, it was flipped. I was working at a club in Atlanta. Mexican dude, and his girl was in there. His girl, you know, she was all right. She was all right. I'm not the cutest nigga in the world, but she was all right. He's mad drunk. He walking around with two Corona bottles in his hand.
Oh, like he got both the tops.
He got like two
together on the hand.
So he go to the bar, right? And then he get to the bar, and the club that I was at in Atlanta, all the bottle girls and the bartender girls, beautiful Latin women, beautiful. So he was just spitting crazy game. And by this point, I hadn't peeped. I thought he was there by himself because how long he was staying, talk to her. So I'm like, all right, bro, trying to cook. I look to my left, and all I see is his girl with her hands on her hip, calling her friends like, look what he doing. Like, look what he doing. And I was like, oh, my God. So I'm already in defense mode because, like, if she starts some shit, I got, you know, I'm going to have to pop off and, like, get them out. So she go over there. She was like, you know her? Bruh just laughing in her face. He laughing and just drinking his beer while she, you know her? Why you flirting with that bitch? I'll beat her ass. Who did it? Bro, he was so unbothered. He was listening to the music because they was playing Bad Bunny. He was drinking. He was dancing while getting cussed out. Like, he was just not caring, bro. And I was like, damn. Couldn't be me. Couldn't be me.
Yeah, man. You know, I understand that it's tempting. You know, you get to a point with your female, if you got one, you know, that the conversation don't be as stimulating.
Yeah.
When you've known them for a long time, you know, and
he was not bothered.
But you know, the thing is
like, as a, to tell me some, I'm an example.
But like, what I'm trying to say is, like, as a man, you gotta be like secure enough in yourself, confident enough in yourself, right? That like,
this is a nice little venue in this bitch.
What the fuck, bro?
You see how annoyed you got that quick?
Yeah.
That's exactly what he was doing to her.
But what I'm saying though, bro.
You see?
Yeah. But what I'm trying to say, that's hilarious though, bro. I didn't know what you was doing.
Exactly.
But like, I think it's a weak male trait, bro, in my opinion, bro, to seek after attention when your girl isn't giving it to you. Like, when you've been with your girl for a certain amount of time, and, you know, you've been there, bro. You know, you're not cuddling her up every night and making out with her. Like, y'all getting into bed.
We going to
sleep. Shit, you straight? Like, you know. You know, but.
Yeah.
You gotta be man enough, bro, to not be a boy and not be craving after that attention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, it's just. It's right. Sad to see, you know, and that's one of the things that kind of made me turn to Christianity real bad, in the sense, you know, like, I always went to church, you know, and believed in Jesus, but I acted on my own impulses, you know, and one of those things is I just realized that I couldn't commit, bro. Like, I was such an animal, you know, like, I would have a girl, and then it's like, you know, after a couple of weeks, they not coming at me the same way. I'd be like, shoot, let me go talk to this other girl that is going to make me feel like the person I want to be in. You know what I'm saying? You got to make yourself feel like that person so you don't need that.
You basically want it to stay in the cupcake phase.
Yeah.
And then when the cupcake phase faded, he was like, damn, I feel you.
And that's the type of time he's on, you know? Because, you know, I'm sure his girl don't talk to him the way that waitress was.
Of course not.
Because that's his girl.
But you got to think, that's the waitress' job. She's supposed to make you feel special.
So, really, bro, at the end of the day, he's the weak one for that. And she's also weak by saying she'll beat the girl ass.
And it's crazy. Because, like, that argument, and then, like, what? 30 minutes later, she was twerking on him.
That's they was, bro, I bet, bro.
That shit toxic. Because
women like that kind of shit, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not let me not say women. Toxic women people, like that kind of like toxic women people, like that. Period. People that need Jesus like that type of stuff. Bro. That stuff turned them on, bro. Cucking.
No, I ain't gonna lie.
Watching your man talk to other females. But you know, like, that's a thing, like, that people do, like, they'll go to, like, couples will go to the bars, or the clubs, or whatever, and they'll go, like, their separate ways, and talk to other people, get real, like, riled up, and then, like, make their way to each other at some point, after they all riled up, and then go, fuck. And, I mean, it's like,
whoa, I bet it's high.
Yeah, I mean, I bet, but it's just like...
You was talking to him? You was talking to her? Crazy. Nah, you was talking to her, all right? All right?
Nah, bro.
Bring me outside.
Not for real, bro.
I love you. Let's go home.
Nah, bro. Ain't nothing better than some makeup sex, boy.
What?
When she acting trifling. And you're just... You know.
Right, you know, like that.
You're just...
Wait till we get to the house.
Bah! She's like, I'm sorry. You know, you're like, what? Sorry for what? Being a bitch. You're like, yeah. Damn right you was. Shit.
Look, you gotta bite your lip. You gotta, sorry for what? Sorry for what? What you sorry for? Shut the fuck up. Yeah.
Man, I'll never forget. I probably shouldn't say this, bro.
Nah, say it.
That shit had me. You know what I'm about to say.
What?
You know exactly what I'm about to say.
No, I don't.
That shit had me fucking, oh, I was at the job like, dying, bro, for like an hour.
What?
When you told me you held that girl chin up after she sucked your shit, and you said that's a good girl, like a dog, bro. Oh man, yes, bro. Oh dude, I was like, bro, I was at work. I didn't even have music. I had like left my headphones at home. I was in the quiet, just laughing, bro. They thought I was mentally like ill, bro. Like I was sick. Bro, so I was just in there laughing after you told me that shit.
I was a freak, boy.
Oh, man.
Bro. Used to be. I ain't, you know.
Ain't like that no more. Yeah, nah, man. I mean, shit. I'm proud to say, bro. I got a whole girlfriend and we ain't even had sex yet.
You know?
Keeping it Christian.
I was like,
for the moment.
I was telling you, but she came to the crib and she was just on that. So we getting it in. Start giving me head.
Good girl is insane, bro.
I grabbed her ponytail. I was like, good girl. She just started going crazy.
That shit messes me up, bro. What you told me.
What?
Because now I'll be in that scenario. And I think I have to say something.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is me, though.
Like, you know, it was happening the other day. I was like, damn, I'm quiet. Like, what would Tori do? Tori would say something. You know?
It's just like, my kink, bro. I like
talking. I'm like, what should I say? You know?
You don't have to if you want to. I was just experimenting.
I just don't be wanting to say the wrong thing. And then also, you never know what beast you can wake up, bro. You know, I told you about that one girl in Hawaii. You know, she was a black female, and she had expressed to me during it that she wanted me to get racist. I was like, I'm sorry, what? And she was like, get racist. I was like, what? And then she was saying a bunch of shit like, yeah, you like this black ass? Like, you know, every white man, I'm so serious. Every white cock deserves a black ass. Bro, I'm so serious. I was like, oh, no. And I think my lowest point in my life was about a week later. I was really drunk, and I spun a block, and I fucked her again. Because I knew I could.
You like that shit. You racist. You like that shit. You like, nah.
I wanted some coochie, bro. Come on, bro. I remember I woke up after that, and I was just kind of like, what am I doing? Where is my life? You know? I just let a girl
Get
tell
racist.
Me.
I'm uncomfortable.
I just let a girl tell me that she liked my white cock and her big black booty. I couldn't believe myself. I ain't say nothing though. I did slap that shit though. I said, bah! You know, but sorry. Oh, but that was it. Okay. People are crazy out here, bro. Oh, but okay. That was in the past. You know, I'm a follower of Christ now. I'd say, you know, I've always been a Christian, but I didn't live by what I was supposed to, you know. So, you know, now I'm in a situation now, you know, where, you know, I've been, you know, fucking with this girl for a minute, but we ain't done anything physical, just kind of, you know, mentally locking in. And, you know, I'm definitely a lot happier with myself now and how I handle myself and how I used to.
$39,000. Yeah, his Cash App is now $39,000 in the negative. So that means he probably bought like a whip or something. Like cashed out for a whip. And now whatever he spent, he gotta pay back. And then another dude, he posted his video on TikTok. He's in the negative billions.
Negative billions is crazy.
Yes, bro. So it's like, I don't know what people were thinking. And then, with that being said, it had Cash App tripping for like 2 days, because, like, I only have a bank account for my credit card. But, like, so, like, I use Cash App for, like, my credit cards and stuff like that. To the app and not being able to use my own money because of what everybody else doing. Like, I got notification that there's a lot of fraud going around, so it's really down. You know what I'm saying? And it was embarrassing because I was at a restaurant trying to pay for my food. Mind you, I had like $700 in the thing in my Cash App, and my shit just declined. Straight declining. And I was just like, and then it got embarrassing because, like, there's three females looking at my card, decline. And it's like, and you don't want to be that guy that, like, grab his phone and be like, look, I have money.
Yeah.
So I was just like, hold on, let me see what's going on. And that's when I found out that there was some fraud going on. So they had Cash App locked off for a couple of days. But it's back up. It's been back up and running now because they just shut it off again the other day when they opened it back. But it's just like,
I like the guys that say that they unlocked their card or that their phones are dead or something. That should be funny.
Oh, no. I be locking my car. I be doing that. But it was just crazy because I was like, dude, like, how am I supposed to utilize what I need to do if I can't even touch my money for? It's just like, I don't understand. I don't think people kind of realize the stuff they do until, like, after the fact. Like, they only think about the first half of the plan and not about the potential backlash. I feel like people thought about it when they do a lot of stuff like scams and stuff like that.
take that whip back.
And 9 times out of 10, you used your real name when you set up the account. So it was like, they know it's you.
Crazy. Yeah, that's dumb. I don't hear about dumb shit like that. Because I'm not, like, involved with dumb people. Like, when I go on, like, which I rarely even do it anymore, when I watch people's stories where they reach out to me talking about some Navy Fed tap in, I just block them, bro. Like, even if I know them personally.
Navy Fed tap in.
I hate that shit.
That's funny.
Man, I ain't gonna be no snitch, but, like, I knew a dude at my unit that did it. It's crazy. I mean, fucker had, I would open his console, his center console of his car, just straight ones, bro. They would do room inspections on his room, and he would have just like wads of cash on the dresser, and they're like, oh, can you put that away? You know, but it's like, it was obvious to everybody, this dude was like making hella extra money, bro. You know, he would take trips to, you know, I was taking my leave to Atlanta, Georgia. This motherfucker is going to Ibiza. You know?
Like country, Ibiza.
Yeah, like, well, like, I think it's a city.
My fault.
It's gotta be a city. It's okay, I ain't the best with that stuff either, but I think it's a city. You know, yeah, he's, you know, doing all sorts of shit like that, bro. You know, and it's just sad. It's just sad to see, you know, it sucks that in this day and age, people can make money like that way. Like, you know, that people can make money with less effort, you know, like, but I can't say I blame them because it does work. You know, there are people who fall for scams and there are dudes that will pay for OnlyFans. So as long as that culture exists, as long as there's people that want to make quick money and are willing to take risks, and people that are willing to pay to see a girl naked, that's just how it's going to be. There's going to be bums out there that make money that way.
I wish I had that car, bro. This shit cool. Whole time, like, bro, I got in a car accident. Had to go to physical therapy and got a settlement check just to get the car. You want to go through all that just to have a car? Because that's what it took for me to get it. See what I'm saying? And so you may see somebody in a Benz or a lifted pickup truck and you think, oh, damn, bro, what they doing? Like, I wish I had that car. Whole time, they're probably scamming. They're probably selling drugs. Like, you just don't know.
Yeah, bro, people make jokes to me at work about how, like, I'm lucky because I don't got to pay for college. But it's like, bro, you don't understand what I had to go through for that. Yeah. You know, four long years of just psychological breaking down and just, I mean, like, you know, I'm grateful for the Army experience that it gave me, but holy shit, bro, I would never, you know, I was watching a video, this dude was talking about the issue with the Army retention, and it's, you know, it's not that the recruiters aren't doing their job of getting people in, it's like that people are getting in and they're getting treated like absolute shit, and they know that they better than that, so they get out, they go to school, they tell everybody that they can not to do that shit. And you know, it's like, you know, I'd be trying to tell them that work, like, you know, was it worth it for me in the end? Like, yeah, I wouldn't change a thing, you know, but, you know, just what I had to do, I have beyond earned the free college I get, you know. Yeah, I've
probably deserve a little more.
I've earned that and then some, you know.
Yeah. Deserve some therapy, all type of shit.
Yeah.
I feel you. But then it's also crazy to me how, like, I remember when you told me, you said, usually a lot of people don't tell their higher ups that they're about to get out, because then they kind of make it their last couple months miserable. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, how can you... It's like I'm just going to use the army from like the experiences you told me. It's kind of like the army wants to eat their, like, to have their cake and eat it too. Like, you can't belittle me emotionally, physically for so long and then turn right around and try to persuade me to stay or get upset that I want to leave. And then because you're upset, you bully me even more until I leave. Whole time you're trying to get me to stay so I can... You want me to stay and get bullied for 4 more years, and because I don't want to get bullied for 4 more years, you bully me for the last 30 days I'm here. Mm. Like, that's just stupid to me.
Oh, no, it's a tactic that works on, you know, and I love everybody that I served with, whether they stayed or whether they got out. And, you know, I can see both sides, and I'll say that part of what gets people to stay, how that works, is something called learned helplessness, where sort of like you sort of accept, you make a mental acceptance that you are helpless without the military. Like, because they, you know, that's what they'll tell you. They'll tell you you're gonna get out and it's gonna be hard, and you're gonna go from no rent, no healthcare, payments, no food payments, a clothing allowance, to like paying for everything, food, rent, utilities, fucking clothes, fucking, you know, taxes. You know, you get free taxes when you're in the army. You know, but you don't have to pay to file your taxes. But yeah, but you know, the thing is, like, with learned helplessness, you can be like, oh wow, they're right. I can't accomplish, like, the real world is hard. Yeah. There's no way I could accomplish that because think about the mental breakdown of the 4 years. I'm stupid. I'm weak. I'm this. I'm that. That's how that works. They break you down. And you know, I'm sure people would come and argue with me about that and say that I'm viewing it negative, and because, you know, everyone's experience is different. I'm just telling it from my experience, that what I saw, what I've seen, is they push you, they break you down to make you feel like you can't do any better than where you're at, and then you stay, and then you become the leader, and that's what you do.
And you kind of use the cycle.
Continues on, you know, you know, you just gotta fight that learned helplessness and be like, nah, fuck that, you guys are wrong, that's bullshit, I can make something of myself, this isn't life, this isn't everything to life, you know, and that's what I've gone out to prove to do, you know, and that's what people that get out prove to do, you know, they get out with a fire under them, and they go and they accomplish, and they never look back. So, you know, that's one of those things. I don't regret it, and I would never tell anyone that it was a bad choice. I would never, you know, shit on it. Yeah, you know, I would never shit on it. But what I do always urge people when I do, you know, if they consider joining, is I, you know, I tell them not to fuck around and get stuck in there. Yeah. You know, don't get stuck in there for 20 years. Do what you gotta do and move on, because there's more to life. Because I know how they'll try to make you feel like there's not.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, shit, you remember I almost re-enlisted. You had to help talk me out of it. So did a couple other people. You know, because I was over here like, shit. I'm just a young, dumb, cussing soldier. I don't know what else to do. But yeah, bro, you know, that's all learned helplessness, bro, you know.
Is there any good things, like, that came from going? Other than, like, free college and shit?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's... I think the big reason why I went, you know, is because I didn't know who I was. I wasn't confident, you know. Throughout my life now, I can look back on lessons that I learned in that time and draw from it, you know, and just know, like, I can do this because I went through that, you know. I can wake up at 5 in the morning and go to the gym before class because I had to wake up at 3 and go to the arms room to draw weapons, right? You know, I can, you know, I'm more than capable of completing this assignment, you know, because I, you know, I've been in situations where there's a grader standing in front of me and you either get go or no go in the army. There's no 60%, 70, you know, A, B, C, D, F is go or no go. That's their grading scale. So whatever they show you to do, they show it to you once. You watch, learn, you know, whether it's disassembly, reassembly of a weapon, then you walk up to a grader, and you know, they know, you know, no go or go. So, you know, it taught me a lot of great lessons. And like I said, I would never talk bad about it. I'm not talking bad about it, but just how I feel about it is that it is an experience, a good experience that can set a tone for a great life. I just don't see it as a means to an end, as a 20-year thing. Just to me, I felt like it was a great way to start. And I'm grateful for it every day because it gives me a different perspective. You know, I've never missed a class because of what I had to go through to even have the opportunity to go to school. I don't miss class. I don't sit in the back. I sit in the front. I don't fuck off and not pay attention. I pay attention. You know, I take the experience for what it is. You know, I walk out every day on the campus green and I see the people walking around and everything, and I just think about, like, this is what I dreamed of. Like, this is where I wanted to get. And so I'm grateful for that experience because it makes me grateful for where I'm at now. You know, I see so many kids walk by and they don't know what they've got. You know?
Yeah. They haven't, you know, sat back and really appreciated, you know, where they are. Mm-hmm. And you gotta say, you can't really blame them because, like, that's a lot of tell about a college student.
Their mom went to college, their daddy went to college.
Yeah. Or cousins. They went to college right after high school. You know, because in high school, it was, you know, it's in college, from what you told me and what people say, it's either you have to be there for yourself. Like, because ain't nobody gonna sit here and make sure you go to class. Like, gonna make sure you get work. Because all of you, because you got campus and you're an adult, so you're gonna do what you want.
Already in a group with everybody in there. And I have all muted. Cause, bro, tell me why, I'll be looking in there, and people, it's like 11:30 p.m. They're trying to get something done that's due at 12. Mind you, that had been out. Yeah, you know. So I've mentally, you know, I've done it days ago. You know, I'm in this chat looking at, like, I hate this professor, I'm gonna kill myself because, like, you know, he's just the worst, you know, like, oh my gosh, I'm like, guys, please pray for me, like, should I stay up longer, or should I sleep, like, it's looking like sleep, it's looking like, you know.
All time, though, like, you're not saying that, like, last minute assignments are always being done by people that's not prioritizing them, but he just said, yeah. Like, for the most part, you had time and chances to do other things.
You know, granted, I've been in that predicament before, but I'll say it's self-inflicted. For instance, I studied for a test on Tuesday morning, but I did it to myself. I have work Monday, Friday, and Saturday. Another flight of the test, a week before. I told my girl he was gonna study on Sunday. Nope, bucking off. So, you know, exactly, it's not always the traditional students that are doing the work late, but they're the ones that's bitching about it. Like, if I was to fail that test, I'd have been like, that's on me. I studied the day of.
It's different when you say that's on me than when you say professor.
Correct. Yeah. So, yeah, I have all of them shits muted, bro, because, you know, they just not looking at it, you know, in a healthy perspective.
You gotta root me for my job, and I'm not for that. You gotta root me there. Literally, bro, like, some of the people in the chat, like, a lot of them, you know, making jokes and stuff like that. Like, literally, if you get involved with me, it's my job, and I'm not responsible. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't talk to nobody. Ten is older people, like niggas in their 30s, and they complain. They're like, man, all these questions and this and that and that. And I'm just like, well, just do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I understand what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what you're saying.
Something I have seen, though, that I do give an exception to, because there is a benefit to it. I've seen people pledge, like, fraternities and sororities, you know, which, you know, I know some people can look at it and be like, oh, it's just dudes that want to, like, fuck girls and party and shit. But, you know, the connections that you can get from being, you know, especially if you in, like, a D9, you know, the connections that you can get outside of that when you graduate, you know, they might have a member, you know, of the fraternity alum that is at some company that can get you on. You know, I know this one girl that's in one of the D9 sororities. She already got a job lined up, you know. Yeah. But to get there, man, they be doing something. You know, they'll be making you skip some class to do some, like, brother, they be, you know, they be doing some
questionable shit.
Some commitment to that shit, you know. Yeah. So, you know, I can understand when I've seen people going through it. You know, I can't speak on who it is because you're not there. They ain't. They supposed to keep it like non-disclosed. But I think part of it is just because, like, I'm just like the like random white boy that I don't really talk to nobody for real. That, like, just moved here. People will tell me because who the fuck I'm gonna tell? You know. So I've seen them go through it, and it's like all help them out. Cause, you know, I knew this one girl last semester, bro. They kept her up till like 4 a.m. and she had to like learn and recite all these poems, and we had work due. So I did her assignment for her, yeah. But like, she wasn't just fucking off, you know? So.
Yeah, she was trying to build connections for the future.
Yeah.
She just needed a little help.
Exactly. So, you know, there's exceptions. But most of what I'm talking about are, you know, them people that go, they go right out of high school. They don't got a job. They not pledging to organizations. They just don't want to do shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. She was a tough girl too, bro. She had been in the Marines for like 8 years. So, like, you know, me and her was cool because we was both veterans and shit. And she was just fucking going through it at her big age, bro. Getting fucking harassed. Harassed by them little girls, bro.
Yeah. And I was about to say, these young ass girls telling you what, you're gonna be 30. Yeah. I've been looking at them like, bro, what's your ass on? I'm your sister. I feel you.
Yeah.
But we gonna go ahead and wrap this one up, y'all.
Time to watch the Falcons go 3-0, baby.
Don't say nothing like that ever again in this
podcast. It's time. It's time for that, though.
But yes, y'all. Thank y'all for sitting with us. Like I said, Apple Music. Amazon Podcast, Apple Podcast. You know what I'm saying? Hit that like button. Like, subscribe, share. Have all your folks come over here and chit-chat with us, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm Tory.
Jay.
See y'all next week.